There is no pardon of sin without water baptism. It is a requirement for those who want their sins taken away so that they can have eternal life. Jesus commanded it, and he himself was also baptized in water by John the Baptist. Even though he did not have any sin, he never committed sin. John the Baptist knew who he was and would at first not baptize him, because he felt unworthy to baptize the Lord. But Jesus insisted to fulfill all righteousness. We read in Matthew 3 verse 13, "Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answering said to him, 'Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he permitted him." Jesus commanded his disciples to make disciples and to baptize them. We read in Matthew 28 verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." We need to note that Jesus reiterated the command in verse 20, "teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." We have to obey all that Jesus commanded, not just some. Jesus requires total obedience. We also read in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.'" On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was given, the people asked the Apostle Peter what to do to be saved, and he answered as follows, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness, the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2 verse 38 and 39. That is why many believers do not receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because they refuse to be baptized in water. When the Apostle Paul encountered Jesus on the Damascus Road, he was struck with blindness, and Jesus sent him into Damascus, where he was met by a man, Ananias, who said to him, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." He further said to him, "Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins," calling on his name. Acts 22 verse 16. To be baptized in water is a requirement for the forgiveness, the pardon, or remission of sins. It is a command of Jesus Christ, a prerequisite for salvation. It was commanded by Jesus. It is not an optional extra. The commandment never changed. Jesus never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those who disobey him will not have eternal life. Many want to use the case of the thief on the cross next to Jesus as an excuse not to be baptized. It was not physically possible for the thief to get down from the cross and be baptized. And Jesus himself said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Those who can but refuse to obey Jesus and be baptized will have no excuse. Their sins will not be forgiven and taken away. Jesus requires that we repent of sin, turn away from sin, sin no more after being baptized. We must obey His commands and live holy. His commands are clear. His words are recorded in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Read Matthew chapters 5, 6 and 7. Baby baptism is not valid. A baby does not have any sin because it has no knowledge of nor the ability to sin. You first have to repent before being baptized. Baptism without repentance is futile, useless. It will not save you from hell. You have to repent and show fruit of repentance. Sin no more. John the Baptist rebuked the Pharisees who came to be baptized. We read in Matthew 3 verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father.' For I say to you that from these stones, God is able to raise up children to Abraham. The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." You must first repent and then be baptized. Then you have to live holy until the end of your life. Follow and obey Jesus until the end to have eternal life. Many believers become hypocrites once they believe in Jesus and think they are superior to others. They think that other believers are not worthy or pure enough to baptize them. They are looking for a special person to baptize them. Jesus, although he was Lord, humbled himself, insisted that John the Baptist, a mere man, baptize him. Any other follower of Jesus can baptize you. Baptism is not about the status of the person doing the baptizing. It is about the obedience of the person being baptized. Do you believe in Jesus and wish to have eternal life? Repent and be baptized. Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins while calling on His name. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know Him and follow Him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.